This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, cruising along, Sully on the ticket text. We'll have a blitz this hour. We got to discuss what took place at Talladega with Bubba Wallace. We will do that. And I just saw a piece of video that is incredible. Regarding Bubba Wallace, I don't know if that is wow.
I just did, yeah.
Wow.
10 minutes. Ago.
We'll discuss all of it at 4 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. If you're listening on radio.com, you know you got the rewind function and all that, and 97.1theticket.com, of course. Michael, ticket text, please.
Yeah, Mike. I really think a lot of this is that experts err on the side of caution. They can be wrong 1,000 times and no one will notice until they're optimistic once and get it wrong. They're always going to be more on that side. Medical professionals need to be educating and giving opinions. I don't think they should make the decision on sports, though. We've seen a few texts on that.
All right. I think we're arguing in semantics there. I'm not saying that they rule on high. I'm saying that you'd have to be a crazy person to listen to a team of unbelievable medical professionals telling you to not play and then play. So, in essence, I'm saying they make the decision. Now, on the other side of it, if they're saying, listen, there are risks, but in our medical opinion, we'd say go forward with it. Well, then we got to go forward with it. I just feel like there's no consensus. There's no leadership. Take that for what you want. And again, it starts at the top. Our government has failed us. But we're at this point now. This isn't how I wish it were or hope it to be. I'm telling you where we're at right now. It's kind of leaving you one path. That's a very scary thing.
Dead on. Whether it's safe or not, the country collapses if we don't reopen. This has been political, unfortunately. Mike, eat cranberries to help clear almond cough.
Calm down. It was just one. I don't get it with these almonds.
Someone said, is Sully really drinking water or is that vodka or gin in there? No, I promise you this is water. David,
let me tell you.
You break the seal.
Well, I promise I did then, yeah.
Heard some stories about you on the boat yesterday. Tell you that.
Guys,
oh, David, let me tell you, word travels fast.
Fun weekend as always. Guys, I think that sports should play. They have to just assume the risk. We can't be worried about players getting the coronavirus. The fact of the matter
but
is,
when they
get the coronavirus, they will recover.
But as one of our callers earlier stated, you know, what about a guy? Look, I won't start naming coaches because that's not fair. What about certain NFL coaches? What about certain staff members? What about guys in their 60s? Possible comorbidities. You know, that's a major concern. Now, are there ways around that? Yeah, probably. But it's just going to get to a point here where it's like, all right, we can't even find out where the medical professionals are on the side of athletes getting this or not. Then we start talking about your children going back to school this fall, and you're like, well, wait, if this is going to happen, what are we going to do for our teachers? What are we going to do for our police and fire and EMS? You know, what's the answer there? What's the answer to any of this? And maybe you guys think I have a negative viewpoint. I think I've been pretty positive throughout this. We're going to be living with this for quite some time. What about a vaccine? A vaccine is the starting point. But vaccines don't have 100% effectiveness. Did you know the flu vaccine, like last year, I think it had 29% effectiveness? Year before was 40%. COVID is going to be here for a while. And yeah, you hope therapeutics get better. The treatments get better. You hope you have multiple vaccines. Maybe you can have one of these, you know, cocktails you can give to people. But look, we're where we are. So either it gets better or it gets worse. I don't think, and again, I know a lot of people seem to be comfortable with where the country's at, where, well, we've just stagnated. Yeah, people are dying every day. I don't know who's comfortable. Well, there are certain people who are comfortable with that, but we'll leave it alone. I want to hear from the medical professionals. It's almost July. Straight up, are we doing this or not? You know what I mean? And if I guess the better barometer would be, had baseball not ruined themselves, they'd be playing right now. Would it be shut down to COVID or not? We'll never know. Well, the Phillies, you know, they shut down for cleaning. And it's like, well, right. They didn't report until right now. If they had been doing this right, they would have reported weeks ago. And meanwhile, you look up on the television and you see the Bundesliga. You see Serie A. You see the EPL. And you go, okay, I guess it can be done, right? The difference is Italy and Spain and Germany all handled this better than us. You remember back at the beginning of this where we looked over at Italy and went, whoa, boy, that is... Well, good thing we're not third world like they are. Cutscene. Italy's back to living life. And we're the ones who look like a third world country. Well, what's the phrase the kids use? Life comes at you fast. That's the problem. That's the problem. 248-539-9797. Let me get a few of the people in the mix. I think Brian in Rochester is next. Okay, I'm sorry, Mike. It was a little disorganized on my screen. Brian, nice to hear from you. What's up, man?
Oh, not much. Happy birthday, Sully. So, guys, I think there's definitely a lot to lose. And by that, I mean someone's going to have to take, you know, the hit if someone gets sick. The same people that are sending players on the field are the same people that are giving, like, Pat Mahomes his new contract, you know, dealing with that. And there's – I don't know if it's going to be someone in Goodell's inner circle or just, you know, a group of owners, sidekicks that are – I mean, but when someone gets sick and that player gets, you know, 12 more players sick, then – you're going to have chaos throughout the league and through team locker rooms. And it's like you said, Mike, you got to have depth. But if everyone's just getting sick, like, how are they going to assess these things, you know, going forward week to week and making the schedule and what have you? There's so many issues. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I'm just starting at the baseline that, you know, mm-hmm. you're either okay with players getting this and you have a plan for it, or players getting this is unacceptable and we shouldn't be doing this. Like, right. Brian, and obviously, you know, your family's directly involved with it. But, Brian, it's one or the other, no?
My brother is, he said he could be cool if it just ends tomorrow. He could go another 7 years, too. He's on the fence. But either way,
yeah.
It doesn't matter to him. Hey, Mike, what is Mandarin?
So you're saying he's going to retire? Is that what you're saying?
Are you breaking news, Brian?
No, I'm just saying, over the weekend, he actually said it could be over for him next week, and it wouldn't bother him one iota. But
he doesn't want to play? Jeez.
He's not like one of these base salary players, so there's a difference there.
No, that's very fair.
And, Mike, what is the one thing that people think is hysterically funny that you think is absolutely not funny? Someone want me to ask, so... there's that.
I don't know. Tell me.
Well, for me, it's like Steve Carell. I don't find the guy funny.
Oh, but, all right. So, all right. my answer's here. No. My Will Ferrell, totally overrated.
Okay.
I think Will Ferrell is awful. Sorry.
See, I think
he hasn't been funny in 20 years.
I think he's hilarious when he's just being himself and he's dry. But when he's doing like a character, I don't find them funny at all. I'm with you.
I don't know. But I mean, some people probably view that as me being crazy.
Wow. What I don't find funny is that your brother's giving up on the Chiefs. I mean, he doesn't.
Oh,
his heart's not in it anymore. That's amazing.
We begin with Eric Fisher retires.
Jeez. He could be totally,
and at the Rocket Mortgage Classic.
He could be totally happy if he doesn't play a snap again. Sounds like his heart's really in it.
Oh, boy.
Come on. You know, when he's out there, he's going to work his butt off.
We're giving you a hard time. I know.
Oh, Brian. Brian, you walked right into it with these two hyenas. Come on now.
Wouldn't
you
want to play on an offense with Pat Mahomes? Jeez.
We begin with... All right, enough. Let's all control ourselves. We'll get more to people. We'll do a blitz 3:45, 4 o'clock. We got to talk about Bubba Wallace and that situation. Oh, boy. 97-1.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.